like superheroes, fantasy, comics, and more, you're in the right place. It's April 16th, 2024. Today we've got an update about Invincible, Star Wars The Acolyte, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and we prep for new comics this week. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Amazon's Invincible Season 2 finale premiered on April 4th, so when the next Thursday rolled around and they didn't have a new episode, they still wanted to share some kind of update. So they released a post with a caption that reads, "No new episode this week, so how about an Everything We Know About Season 3 So Far post?" And the poster itself says, "Invincible will return for Season 3, should be sooner than Season 2, voice acting is already complete, we are deep in Season 3, says co-showrunner Simon Ratchiopa, Battle Beast and Titan are returning, Invincible will also be in it." There is no release date for Season 3 of Invincible at this time. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Daphne Keene shared an update about Star Wars The Acolyte. Keene is set to play Jeki Lawn, a half-human, half-Thelan Jedi Padawan. The article explores the lightsaber battles throughout the Star Wars franchise and explains that the whole cast and crew of The Acolyte are hoping to top Darth Maul's lightsaber battle against Obi-Wan Kenobi in The Phantom Menace. Keene says, "Yeah, that was a very frequent conversation we had. It was very much, we want to top the Darth Maul fight, the most iconic fight, I think, in the Star Wars cinematic universe. It's such an amazing fight, and we were all so excited about the saber fights. There's such a skill and a craft to it that it feels so OG Star Wars and feels so impressive when you see it as a viewer." Keen goes on to say, "You can show a different aspect of your character with lightsaber fights. I feel like the way that JJ's character fights and the way that my character fights are completely different, and also with the way that Charlie's character fights. I found a lot of Jeki's repressed parts of her within her fighting. They only come out in the fight scenes, and as someone who really enjoys doing stunts, getting to learn a new skill, it was just really, really fun and such a privilege." Star Wars The Acolyte will slice onto Disney Plus on June 4th. John Campia revealed some pretty big news about Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on his YouTube show. Here's a clip from yesterday's episode of The John Campia Show.
I was approached by somebody that I recognized very well, and somebody that, well, I can't say who it is, at least half of you would recognize and know. And he tugs me aside, goes, "Come here a second." He goes, "No, we're not announcing it publicly yet. And please don't say anything until the week after CinemaCon," which is where we're at now. He said, "It's Keanu Reeves." We've already, it's done, it's signed. Keanu Reeves is our voice of Shadow. Now listen, I always tell my viewers this, 100%. If you're getting scoops from anybody, that includes me, that is not The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, Deadline, right? Then receive it, but keep a little asterisk on it until you see it reported in The Hollywood Reporter and Variety.
And because we do our due diligence as well, we waited. And yes, The Hollywood Reporter and Variety have both independently confirmed that Keanu Reeves is set to play Shadow the Hedgehog in the upcoming film. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will race into theaters on December 20th, 2024. Today's Tuesday, which means that tomorrow we get lots of new comics. DC Comics is releasing Green Lantern War Journal number 8. Questioning his loyalty to the Green Lantern Corps and stranded on a terrifying new world, John finds a lost crew desperately in need of a hero, even as he senses an ominous, growing presence within the dark star of the Fen. DC Comics is also releasing Titans number 10, which sees the team getting manipulated by some mysterious force behind the scenes. That said, jumping into the middle of a story can be daunting, but there are lots of comics you can start tomorrow. Boom Studios is releasing Blow Away number 1. Unyielding wildlife photographer Bryn Brodigan, isolated in the remote cold of Baffin Island, sees something she can't unsee, an argument, followed by an outburst of intense violence between two nearby climbers. Did she just witness a murder? In a frantic search for the truth, Bryn discovers just what she's looking for, but little does she know that more than the silent white of winter is keeping her company. All of these comics and so many more will hit the shelves at your local comic book shop tomorrow. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Supergiant Games announced that Hades 2 is approaching its technical test, which you can request access for. Come back tomorrow for an update about Jurassic World. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 16th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog if you like this podcast. Give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.